over in Perek Gimel Posuk Beis. Shir Hashirim Perek Gimel Posuk Beis. Okay. So at the beginning it said, Amishkovi Balelus Bikashte Yeshua Nafshi, that looking for my beloved, Bikashti Vilo Metzos, I couldn't find him. So this is the Klal Yisroel talking about searching for Hashem, because in the Midbar there was some diminution of the presence of Hashem for the 38 years that they were wandering in the Midbar. It wasn't the same after the Chet HaEgel. So they're looking to come close to Hashem. I'm going to get up and I'm going to run through the city, look around the city, in the marketplaces and the streets. I'm going to seek out and to search for the one that my nefesh loves. Bikashtiv again. I searched for him and I couldn't find him. Rashi, Akumanova Sevo, Echal Moshe, Ele El Hashem. Moshe said, I will go up to Hashem. So Akumanova Vaksho is Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the pshat in this Rashi? Moshe Rabbeinu says, I will go up to Hashem. I guess Moshe Rabbeinu, I guess part of that bikush, part of that searching, was Moshe Rabbeinu turning to Hashem v'yechal. What does it say? V'yechal Moshe espnei Hashem, v'yoymer loma Hashem yechara apcho ba'mecho, sheretzeisu b'yavcho meretz Mitzrayim, b'yod chazoko, v'zruan tuyo. Why are you angry at your people? In other words, return your presence back to the Klal Yisrael. What? That was after the Egel, v'yechal. That's what we read in Parshas Kisi, so we read it on the Taneisim. Okay, so we're looking for Hashem, and that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to ask Hashem not to to be angry at the Klal Yisrael for what they did. Mitzouni Hashemrim, yeah, the Shemrim, the watchmen found me. Hasovim beir, that were circling around the city. Eishav or Nafshi, and I don't know what that means. The one that my nefesh loved. Oh no, Mitzouni Hashemrim. And I guess Eishav Nafshi or Isem. So I asked them, did you see the one that my soul loves? Let's see Rashi. Mitzuni Hashem Eishav Aaron. Eishav Nafshi Ma Mitzosem Befiv. So in other words, they asked Moshe and Aaron, what did Hashem say? In other words, they're looking for Hashem, and Moshe said he's gonna go up to Hashem. He asked Hashem to forgive them, and they're asking Moshe and Aaron, what did Hashem say? Well, they want to know what. In other words, I'm looking for His love, and I want to know. Maybe He changed His mind. Maybe He's going to love me again. Kimat shavar tmehem, I almost passed by them or left them. Until I found the one that my soul loves, my beloved. I grabbed him. I didn't let him go, or I wouldn't let him go. Until he brought me into my mother's house, and the room where I was born, the room of that gave birth to me. I don't know what that means. Let's see Rashi. Kemat shavar tmehem. Close to the times when they, Aaron and Moshe, left me at the end of the 40 years. So at the end of the 40 years, Moshe and Aaron died. So the Klal Yisrael now is left in a certain distant mode from Hashem. And the leaders, who were the ones that they were turning to bring them close, also disappeared. So they're really mamish in a rough situation. Kimachi of Arutimehem, and they had already just about passed. Korov, to their passing. Achimotsosi Shoy Imi Bime Yehoshua Lichbe Shloishim Ve'echod Melochim. Achimotsosi Shavonashi. So as they were passing, then I guess close to that, I found Hashem. In other words, I reconnected. Why, Rashi says? Because when they went into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem was with them in the times of Yehoshua in order to conquer 31 nations, 31 kings. Okay, so in other words, it's very interesting because in the Midbar, they lived with Nisim. They had the Mon, they had the Slav, they had the Be'er, they had the Enani HaKovod, they had Amuresh, and yet they felt somewhat distant from Hashem. It wasn't, I guess, the same as it was before the Egel. It wasn't the same as it was originally. What?
Those were tugged. Those were on a constant basis.
Yeah, but so therefore what? So therefore,
get used to it,
maybe.
I'm not understanding what's going on.
What? Klal Yisrael, after the Egel, felt distant from Hashem. Hashem said, "Ain't any bekir b'chem." Hashem was upset at them.
How do we get that from Shir Hashirim?
What? Because that's what we're talking about. We went back. Rashi said a few psukim back. We're going back into the history. In other words, we're talking about the relationship. And then we go back into the history he started talking about the present relationship in the Golus, and then went back. Let's get the historical perspective. It's one of the things sometimes that we forget to do. We start with the present, we take everything for granted, and we forget to go back to see the context. If you don't have a context, then you don't really know what this relationship is all about. But so now we have the context was that we were in Mitzrayim and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He did Nisim Niflois. He speedily got us out of Mitzrayim. He showed such tremendous love and such tremendous Hashkocha Protis. He took us to Har Sinai. He is Yishokeinim and Shikois Piyu, the greatest expression of love, gave us the Torah. And 40 days later, we're dancing around this Egel. Now, whatever that was, it wasn't Avodah Zorah in the classical sense, but for such great people who had achieved such great spiritual heights and connection to Hashem, that was considered a tremendous breach in the relationship.
And what did
Hashem,
they do to get such what? How did they get so spiritually high? They were on the 49th level of Tumah.
Yeah, but
nobody
gave them the Torah at Har Sinai. Elevated them when they heard Hashem speak to them. I don't know at which point that elevation came.
No.
I don't know. That's not the issue over here. I don't know at which point that elevation came. But by the time they got to Har Sinai, and you hear Hashem speaking to you, they already had elevated themselves to, or have been elevated. I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't be so shocked. That's the power of Torah. That's the power of Klal Yisrael to make great changes. Anyway, whatever it is, that's what happened. But after all that, they fell. You want to say it's connected? I don't know. I only know what it says here. I'm not gonna, I don't even know that. But you know what I mean. But here, basically, so they fell, and then they felt that reciprocity, and Hashem distanced himself for them, and they felt that distance. And it's interesting that with all that they had in the Midbar, even though you say it was constant, who said that? Somebody said it was. You said it was constant. Even somebody said it was constant. But Lemaisa, they had so much, and yet that they still felt that distance.
Is
what?
This the Sfarno and Tehillim that Rebbe's looking for? It's on Pasuk Ches. There's another one on Pasuk K also. That's why I didn't know which
one. This part doesn't look so familiar.
And that's other Rishah.
Is there more Sipurim?
Yeah, Pasuk K.
So the whole thing from Hay through Ches, yeah.
You mean okay?
All of it. If you got that, that would be great. Yeah.
Yeah, this is from a Yalkut of.
Okay, but they have from Hay through Ches.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
If you can
give me that, okay, great. Shkoyach, thank you.
Isn't that really pretty apparent from the fact that they started complaining about the law and they started complaining about a lot of things that, why would they complain? It's Nisan and flows.
What?
It's pretty apparent from the fact that they were complaining about the Mon. Why would you complain about something that was beyond anything they received before?
Lamaisa, they had so much there. They still had so much there.
So why would you complain?
I don't know.
It was
there was something good. No, I don't know. Maybe? I don't know. Okay, but in the meantime, with all that, there was something missing. And then when Moshe and Aaron disappeared, when they disappeared for the sea and they died, they went to Eretz Yisrael. And Yehoshua was there, and through him, in the days of Yehoshua, they conquered 31 nations, and that was already they reconnected, they felt Hashem's connection with them. In other words, when they saw the miracles of being able to conquer these nations in Eretz Yisrael, that already was like Hashem was back with them. I didn't let him go. In other words, they then, in return, because of the Hashkocha Protis, because they saw the victory of these 31 kings, So Klal Yisrael says, I took hold of him, I wouldn't let him go until I brought him into the Mishkan Shiloh. That's where the Mishkan, they carried the Mishkan into Eretz Yisrael. It was in Shiloh for a while. Bishvil kol zois she'oso li, because of all this that he had done for me. In other words, when I saw that Hashem, like this Hashem was distant. So I'm looking for him. I'm searching for him. He's so involved. Whatever it is, because it took it for granted, whatever the difference is. But Lemaisa, it wasn't the ultimate. If it wasn't the ultimate, I'm craving and searching. I want more and more. Then when I saw the Hashgoch in Eretz Yisrael, that Bimei Yeshua, there were 31 nations that were destroyed, that he conquered them and took possession of Eretz Yisrael. Those were such Nisim, that was such Hashgoch, that I felt reconnected to Hashem. And then I took hold of him, and I'm not letting him go. In other words, I then rejuvenated my side of the relationship with him. Once I saw that he was no longer distant from me, that he was very much involved in my life, that's the way relationships goes, right? That's good advice. Relationship is, if you move away a little bit, the other one moves away a little bit too. If you come a little bit closer, you draw the other one closer. If you come very close, the other one says, wow, I got you. And I'm going to hold on now. The closer you get, the more they can hold on. They want to hold on. And he says, I'm not going to let him go until I bring him into the Mishkan. And there we connect. That's the Mokum Hashoras Hashchina. That's where the Shechina is going to, I'm going to hold on to him until he gets into his permanent place. It was a temporary permanent place, whatever it was, until the Beis HaMikdash. Bishvil kol zois she'osoli. And this is all because of everything he did to me. In other words, when he showed his love to me, that gave me the strength to rejuvenate my love and the determination that I'm going to hold on and not let him go until we sort of, I would say, temporarily permanentize it. You know, we bring it into the Mokum. This at least is his temporary permanent dwelling. So I'm not going to let go. So we see that in the relationship with Hashem is that sometimes when we do something wrong, so Hashem distances himself, that's true, and so I'm sure we also feel that he's distanced from us because we acted like such fools, we acted so terribly. And then we search for him, and when we're zeichet to see again him showering us with his love, like the kvishas the amim in Eretz Yisrael, so at that point we rejuvenate our, we're, in other words, when he doesn't love me, I feel embarrassed, I feel distanced, I want to get close, but I can't, he's far away. But the minute I see that he's favorable to me again, I grab hold of it and I say, I'm not letting go this time. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to bring him into Shiloh, which is the place. And what gives me the strength to do this? That's what Rashi says in Bishvil Kol Zois She'osoli. He did all this for me. So now, let's think about that for a moment. What do those words mean? Bishvil Kol Zois She'osoli. Does that mean...
Not just not recognizing the Nisim.
What?
Not just not recognizing Nisim, but recognizing the Nisim are for us, for our benefit, not like a...
That's right. In other words, that's right. In other words, the Loshen is Mashma. That's very good. The Loshen is not Mashma. Well, he did Nisim, so he's back again. No. He was Meitiv to me. He showed the Nisim that he did showed me the extent of his love that's still alive and well for me. And that brought back this conviction, this passion, and this desire to take hold of him and to not let it go. In other words, I assume that what that means is as follows. By Maimon Har Sinai, I let it go. When you make an egel after Har Sinai, so in a sense, what you're doing is you're letting him go. In other words, you're not maintaining the relationship. You're not maintaining, and you're not maintaining the relationship. But now, when I saw that after the relationship has been distanced, and now he comes back, then I'm going to hold on. Now I come with a different level of conviction. Now I think that there's a very profound lesson over here too, and I think that I am just, you know, guessing at this or conjecturing, but I think there's a very profound lesson here too. A relationship the first time around sometimes can be taken for granted. Okay, you gave us the Torah, you love us, wow, it's a great, then you express such love and we feel so good. Well, Maisa, we have a Yetzer Hara, whatever it was, the Erev Rav challenged them and this, and they got nervous because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down. It was really not certainly not a Avodah Zorah in any sense of the word that we know it. But they miscalculated when Moshe was supposed to come. They panicked. They were too dependent on Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever it is. Well, Maisa, there was a breach in the relationship. What happens with a breach in the relationship is that Hashem distances himself. What do you see here? And again, it's not for us to assign motivation to what Hashem does. But what we do see is as follows, that when he distances himself from us, after we had a relationship with him, we come back with a newfound passion. Because now he shows us love. Achazti v'lo arpenu. I'm not going to let go. Until I bring him into the Mishkan Shiloi, because of the fact that he showed us love. In other words, when on the second time around, when after I acted the way I did, and he distanced himself from me, now that distancing made me yearn more. In other words, before I had it, I don't know. When I had something and then I'm missing it again, I miss it more because I know what it is. I feel what it is. So now I'm missing him. I'm missing him. Where is he? And that's this whole perek. Yeah? I'm looking for him. Finally, I find him. After that craving to look for him because I had him and I lost him, and I can assume, again, this I can't say, but I can assume that that's taka the way Hashem does it. In other words, you guys distance yourself from me, I got to get you back, because that's all he wants. Hashem doesn't want to be angry at us. He wants to get us to do tshuva. But how am I going to get you back? Well, sometimes the way I get you back is to create a greater longing. So Hashem disappears, and Memela, I got to find him, Where? The Matsuri Hashem? Misha Aaron, where? What happened? Did you find him? Where is he? And this, oh, I'm mamish. Now I see he's back in back in his good graces. He's Bishvil Kol Zoysha Osoli. I felt his love again. Now I'm grabbing onto him with a newfound commitment. Achastiv V'lo Harpenu. I'm going to bring him into the Mishkan Shiloi, and that at least will be a temporary permanent place, and I'm not going to let go. So we see that the distancing sometimes is part of a mechanism just to bring us closer again when we've distanced ourselves. And I would dare say that that's really the lesson here throughout our history. We're in Eretz Yisrael, we finally came to Yerushalayim, we came to the Beis HaMikdosh, built the Beis HaMikdosh, Amokam Ashores HaShchina, the greatest spiritual connection that ever existed in the world. That was today, the Zohar says, on the day that the Beis HaMikdosh was built, that Agav was the day that Shlomo HaMelech wrote Shir HaShirim. On the day that he finished completing the Beis HaMikdosh, Lohoyo Ha'olam Kedai, Kiyoyim Shenitin Bo Shir HaShirim, it says, because that was the day the Beis HaMikdosh was built, and when the Beis HaMikdosh was built, the whole creation came full circle. This is the Tachlis. Now we have the ultimate permanent relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened? After a couple hundred years, we sinned. Vaita Avodah Zorah. Okay, this was on a worse level, I'm sure. But Avodah Zorah, we did. Right? We did more than Avodah Zorah, but all kinds of things, and the Bittul Torah, and the Nacht of Chashivas HaTorah, and all this. So what happens? Shem chases us out into Golus. He distances himself from us. What is the Golus all about? Yishokeinim in Shikos Piyu, as he started in the beginning, before the historical backdrop, is that we crave again for the relationship. So it seems that the history of Klal Yisrael is, we have our relationship with Hashem. we take it for granted. In fact, Rashi in one place says that because we had so much spiritual glory in the Beis HaMikdash that it caused Hashem a Chiba Yaseira Ad Shema Al Tembi. So leave the Chiba Yaseira part alone until we get there. That's Perek Hay, I think, or something. But Ad Shema Al Tembi, when there's such closeness with Hashem, how do they say familiarity breeds contempt? There's something sometimes very close, you take it for granted, you don't appreciate it, it's too close up front. That's why you have to be a little bit distant sometimes. In dating, we recommend to people, you know, if you're too easy to get, then the person rejects. If you play a little hard to get, it's not a goyish thing. It's in the, in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. When finally he's pischli achoisi rayosi, and Klal Yisrael is willing to let him back in again, what does he do? And the next pasuk says, "V'doidi chomakovar," and he disappears because got to get more appreciation. More appreciation. The more you crave, the more you appreciate. The more you take him for granted, the less you appreciate. So when we do something wrong, which maybe often comes from taking for granted, he distances himself. When he distances himself, that creates this bikush. Could you see him? Where I find him? Or later on in the Golas, we crave. And then the result after the craving that came after the distancing is a newfound level of connection. I take hold of him with a different passion and to try to permanentize the relationship because of the fact that now I appreciate it more because of the feeling that I had and then the feeling that I lost and the void that it created and the greater passion that I want to now reconnect with him. So that's I think what's all in this. Yeah, what?
Because only after Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron died, did we have this newer level of Achas Tivlar Penu.
And therefore, so what are you bringing from there? I don't know what the significance of that is. What?
We had Moshe by the eagle, God for us to get closer to Hashem.
Well, that's interesting. That's very nice. You hear what he's saying? He's saying very interesting. I mean, I don't know if can prove it, but it's very interesting. What?
It came from our own efforts. Well, we didn't have Moshe Rabbeinu.
Well, more than, I would say even more than our own effort. I would say when I had Moshe Aaron, we still thought we have a way to get him back.
Right.
Moshe says, Ale la Shamayim, I'm going to go up by Echal Moshe. He's going to, but Moshe, at that moment, it's all over. Yeshua, in Moshe Kechama, Yeshua Kalavona, we had Yeshua, there's no Dimion. So Memela now, we're even worse shape. Then it's like he brought us even lower to bring us now. When I show you this love with the 31 nations that I let you be kovish, the those nations, now we can appreciate even more. So in other words, the more distant he goes from us, the more we can. One thing we should give a measure of caution, and that is if we choose to use this strategy in human relations, we have to keep in mind one thing. Sometimes if you distance too much, people just throw in the towel. And the same thing we say, Yisurim. A little bit of Yisurim could say, oh, I want Hashem to love me again. I want Hashem to show His love. I want to see Ashkoch. I want to see. Too much brings us to a breaking point. We throw in the towel, we give up altogether. Hashem knows exactly where that point is. What? What's that? What's that? Well, it's the same dynamic. It's the same dynamic. Yeah, it's the same dynamic in a relationship. We tell people dating all the time. If you're too anxious, you're too much, so then people take it for granted. There's a certain tease in a relationship that you want it, but you have to get it. You can't take it for granted. You have to pursue it. That evokes more emotion. That evokes more what?
What about like when you're like married? Like, is there like a practical way to like are you supposed to continue that?
That's not really the discussion right now, what you're supposed to do, but to a certain extent, but you got to be careful. You know what I mean? You got to be careful that the distancing is very mild and gentle, because otherwise it could just set off a whole explosion. You know what I mean?
Isn't that part of what the whole
situation?
Huh? The whole thing with Hilchos Nida and the waiting period and everything, isn't that kind of...
Well, it's similar. In other words, the distancing then brings people close. That's right. Yeah, that's very good. It says that Chazal say that they should come together once a month, kekala b'chuposo. Because of the fact that they were distant, now they can rejuvenate the original relationship. It doesn't say more over there. Here it's even more. Smashma, a chazitiv
lo arpen. Well, and then it becomes more every time.
Yeah, but the moshul of kikala v'chuposo,
it becomes more every time, because that's just how it works. The same way that was Klal Yisrael actively trying to be closer to Hashem than they were before, or that's just in the mail, that's what happened because they were separated and then they came back.
So, but what are you saying? But kikala v'chuposo is also
it doesn't say that more, but does it maybe?
It says just as much. But now that after so long, you can still feel kikala v'chuposo is really more. I don't know, maybe. Okay, anyway, it's late. We gotta go. Shkoya.